It's a shame that there isn't like the hot version of a swamp cooler. Because like you can always get a thing of ice and just leave it in a room and it'll cool the room down a little bit.
What the hell are you talking about?
The hot version of a swamp cooler?
Sounds like a terrible porno.
Yeah, no, like isn't a swamp cooler that whole thing where you can basically cool a room?
Stop saying that. It sounds really racist.
What's a swamp cooler?
I think that like you get either ice, maybe it's even dry ice or something, but it allows you to cool a room down without needing an actual air conditioner.
Just by putting ice in it?
Isn't this what like a humidifier does or something?
Kind of, but that affects the humidity, not the temperature. So I'm wondering, is there a hot version of a swamp? Like, is there a swamp heater?
You mean like a fire?
What the hell is wrong with you? A fire?
No, I recognize that. I'm talking about something that you could actually put in your fucking apartment.
A fireplace, perhaps? A place for your fire, genius?
No, come on. I'm talking about something that Mike could literally like set up in an hour and have running in his bedroom.
A space heater? There's so many things that accomplish this.
Yeah, I guess a space heater would work. That's true.
Have you guys ever filled one of those bladders up with hot water and just put it on your tummy?
They call them bladders and you put it on your tummy?
You put a bladder on your tummy, a hot bladder. It feels so good.
I thought it was for like your head.
You could do that too.
Okay.
It feels extra good on your tummy.
Don't you only put it on your head if you're suffering from a real ailment?
No, I think so, yeah.
Some sort of ailment, yeah.
Like things are wrong if you have that thing on your
Something's definitely wrong, yeah.
Mm. All of a sudden you're transported back to like Willy Wonka times. I know that sounds all wacky and crazy, but remember that normal town that he lived in? His grandpa probably put one of those things on his head.
I'm sure he had one of those bladders.
He had a full-length gown.
They had all those grandparents in one room. No wonder they got sick all the time.
Yeah.
I guess they just kept passing it to each other in all those orgies they were having on the same bed. Take it easy, Mike. Okay, fine.
You're doing that?
We'll talk about something else. You said bladder and on your tummy. I was doing a vocal exercise earlier. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Say it with me. Designer lasagna.
Designer lasagna.
Designer lasagna.
Designer lasagna.
Designer lasagna.
Designer lasagna.
It seems so easy for you when you say it.
Who?
You. Josh.
Oh.
Say it. Move your mouth as much as possible.
Designer lasagna.
I came up with that. Can you believe that, Josh?
It's good.
I can believe that.
The confidence in your voice of how good designer lasagna is changed so much after I just said I made it up. You are not supportive as a friend.
No, you know what? You know what it was? It was that I was surprised that something like that existed, and then you told me you came up with it, and my thought was, oh, of course, because that's a great thing, and Tappan's a great creative person. Don't fucking shit on me.
Wow.
Yeah,
hey, man,
bitch.
I'm sorry. Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to both of you. I don't know what I did to upset you, Mike, but I'm sorry. Know. No, Josh, that's a perfectly...
You fucking shit on Josh.
Perfectly sound explanation. Sorry.
Yeah.
But Mike, I started saying designer lasagna, and then what'd you say?
When you said designer lasagna, I said, did you know on the Italian national soccer team, there's a player named Kevin Lasagna? That's his name, Kevin Lasagna.
Has to be a kids show lead, right? Or a background in a whole show led by Italian food cast. There's Kevin Lasagna. Sarah Spaghetti in the back. No, it can't be alliteration because they clearly went with Kevin for lasagna instead of, I don't know, what's another non-Italian name we could throw in here?
You could be like Rudolph Zucchini.
Rudolph Zucchini. Rudy Zucchini, Mike.
Rudy Zooks.
Oh, I like that.
Rudy Zooks.
Not bad.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, I have to ask you something before it slips my mind.
Okay.
Okay. Hurry up.
It just happened 1 second ago when I was in the bathroom that is adjacent to your room, Mike, where we record this. Mm,
the ensuite.
The ensuite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was hearing you and Josh were speaking to each other while I was in there. I could hear that was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were.
Cool. From the bathroom, it really sounded like you were someone visiting Josh in prison. Because the tone of your voice was not one of comfort among two friends. It was like, hello, how'd the week go? Did you make it out okay? That's all I heard.
Oh.
Well.
What was the other side of this conversation? And pretend that it was happening in prison. Go.
It's been cold here lately, Mike.
Yeah? In jail?
Yeah, these... These blankets.
It's the only thing you know about him.
They don't have like heat. What's the central air?
These blankets have holes in them.
They do?
Yeah. I got to get a new one from the
commissary.
Commissary, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah,
cool.
I got to but my account run dry.
Your account run dry?
He's also forgotten how to speak in there.
I don't know why I'm a caveman all of a sudden.
It's a cold, unblanketed place. Prison.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a pack of cards. Been playing some poker with the rat boys. That's what we call ourselves.
The rat boys?
Yeah, we're the rat boys.
You're not the brat pack, the rat pack. Just, you're the rat boys.
The rat boys, yeah.
You're just straight up rats.
Yeah. No, well, we ain't no rats.
You're not rat. Oh, of course. That's why you're, yeah.
Wait, can I have a quick interjection? I need to know who Mike is to you, Josh. I need to know this relationship because it will tell me how much that rat boy thing actually meant to sting.
He's my...
No, talk to him. Talk to him. Bring it up in the story. Don't tell me.
So I gotta ask.
Yeah.
How's my appeal coming?
That one? It's... Dude, let me tell you. Listen, so law school is like... So, have you ever been to law school?
I haven't. That's why I'm paying you.
Dude, your appeal is in the works, let me tell you.
Okay.
It is bacon at 350 minimum. We're getting this thing cooking. It is in there. The judges
are hungry.
You know, they're dying to eat. Your case, Josh.
Okay, good. My follow-up question. Mr. Bogart. Mr.?
Yes.
Bogart Esquire.
Uh-huh. What?
What do you think you'll be able to knock them down to? Do you know what I got in for?
Yeah.
Which we both know I didn't actually do.
Pretty gross. Oh, yeah. Didn't do it.
Yeah. So what do you think you can get them down to?
Well, since you didn't do it, like, that's the biggest thing when you're talking about the law. It's like, so we know you didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
I think if we can convince the judge... that, like, you didn't do it, I feel like they might let you go. Like, you didn't do it. So, you know?
Yeah.
This is the best explanation of the legal system in the world. I need to know. What did he do? Bring that up somehow, please.
Yeah. Well, so what you did was so bad, Josh. It was such a gross, bad thing you did.
Yeah.
That I'm surprised you're not more sorry. For, like, when you did it, what was going through your mind? When you didn't, well.
So.
Your lawyer doesn't believe you.
So I was doing a break in and entering. I was doing a break and enter.
Mm, yeah.
I was being an Ian.
That's the first thing you shouldn't say.
He said it out loud.
No. Well, that's the part that I did.
So there's nothing really that gross about that.
Right. But so the guy came home and he started coming up the stairs.
Okay.
Why have you guys never talked about this?
And I was in his bedroom because I was thinking about stealing stuff, but I didn't actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I didn't do because somebody else already got there first before me.
Someone stole all that valuable bedroom stuff.
Right, yeah.
First. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like his Cartier watch. It was gone.
Ooh.
That was not me.
You cased this house? How do you know he has a Cartier watch? You probably did. Knowing you.
But
you probably premeditated this crime. You guys are confessing to everything.
Dude, privileged information here.
Confidential and privileged.
Don't those guards stand in the room listening from the prison side? I always wondered why in those shows they had such candid conversations with the guards right there.
Yeah, I know.
So he lived on a 30th story.
Pretty high up there, yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't go out the window.
No.
I heard him coming up the stairs. I just blew open the door and ran down the stairs past him, and I yelled, "There's a guy in your bedroom!"
Oh, that was fucking smart.
That was my move.
Yeah.
But that's really all I did.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
What did you think he did that was gross? And remember, you can't hear me, so this has to come up somehow. Josh, why don't you just ask him that question?
I don't know. Why do they think I did the other stuff, the gross stuff?
I've been to Discovery. I've been to something called Discovery.
Uh-huh.
Where we learn about, like, all the bad shit you
where
did.
We learn about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Do they call that the Discovery Zone?
You guys are both going to end up in jail.
I've been to the Discovery Zone and the evidence is damning.
Oh, no.
It's your fingerprints, Josh.
Michael.
They're all over the centerpiece of this bedroom.
What is the centerpiece?
Josh, you shouldn't have cummed so much.
That's like, what the forensics found.
No.
Like what? Why did you do
what
that?
What happened? You couldn't find anything in there? You just went for it? Jesus.
I'm telling you, I didn't, though. Somebody placed it there. They must have, like, gone through my trash for condoms or something. I've been set up.
Why are you coming up with an explanation for the crime? Don't do that.
I didn't do it, though. That's what I'm saying.
What else must they have done to pull this off once they had your dirty seed?
I don't know.
Just sprinkled it about in this bedroom? Is that what you're saying?
Netflix picked up my story.
What?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the true crime. Like, it's going to get me exonerated, I think.
Wrongful comer.
Yeah.
That would be the worst. That would be the worst. Wrongful comer. That's the worst title I've ever heard. Guys, I don't think we'll ever hear a worse title to anything. Anytime you think something sounds bad, remember those two words. I can't even say them again.
Wrongful cover.
Oh, God, I'm done.
Coming to your bedroom next spring.
Ugh, you shouldn't be saying that, dude.
Mike, I wanted to get you a gift.
You did?
Hey, what the fuck?
Did you do it?
Well, I tried.
Oh, okay.
I tried, but it sold out.
Oh, damn. Must have been a good idea.
Are you familiar with what Cards Against Humanity did on Black Friday?
No, surprisingly. What did they do?
They did a 99% off everything sale.
Oh, okay.
So they had like a new pack of cards that had a bunch of brand new stuff, and this was the day that they were releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
They did the cheeky thing, hey, it's actually $2,000, but 99% off, we're selling it for $20 today.
Yeah.
But as their stunt, as they are known to do, they had a laundry list of other things that you could buy that were 99% off. So you could actually buy the flight suit that Bill Pullman wore in Independence Day.
Wait, what?
The actual one.
Really?
Yeah. And it would have been like, I don't know, like $18 or something like that.
Because
it was
God.
99% off. Yeah.
What is the full price of that? So I don't know how to do reverse math.
Like $1,800.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You could get a ticket for two to Fiji. You could get an actual signed original Picasso.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How? Do you bid on these? Or?
Yeah. So basically, you just like try to check out and be the fastest one to check out.
Okay.
And so I wanted to buy something for you. And so most of the stuff I was going through and I was like, okay, I'm really trying to get this Picasso. I'm trying to get this trip to Fiji.
Yeah, me and you could go to Fiji.
Guys, what the hell, man?
Well, that's not the one that I wanted.
Oh.
Most of the time, I didn't even like get to the checkout. But with this one that I was trying to do for you, mm-hmm. I had your address up in my phone because I wanted to be able to like type it in super quickly.
You were close.
I was close. I made it all the way to the end and I got a checkout confirmation that said, if you are the one that got this, because I guess their system just couldn't handle only processing one because
wow.
there were so many people trying to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
So they're like, if you're the one, then we'll contact you for delivery information and stuff.
Wow.
Mike, are you familiar with the old arcade game Feed Big Bertha?
Feed Big Bertha? No.
It was an old arcade game that similar to Papa Shot.
Okay.
A little bit. You basically had these little balls and you threw them into her mouth.
Okay.
Her stomach inflated as you got them in her mouth. And she would laugh and yell like, feed me another one. And your score was how much she weighed.
Oh my God.
And she gained 25 pounds per ball you got in her mouth.
Hang on. Let's break that down. Mike, I don't think you should be that surprised that that's how they were going to measure that game. I mean, how else are you going to score it?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's a dense ball.
Yeah, here, I'll send you guys a photo of this so you can see what it looks like here.
A visual aid.
Yeah, a visual. We'll put it in show notes for anybody listening here.
Read the show notes, by the way. They're good.
Yeah, you should. Mike does a great job.
Oh, I meant your show notes, your links.
Oh, that's just linking to stuff we talk about in the episode.
Were you guys just planning on, like, kissing each other's butts today? What's going on?
So you should look at your phone, because the photo should have come through.
That's not pleasant. That is not okay.
This doesn't make it clear if Bertha is a man or a woman.
You're right. I think it's a woman. Bertha is traditionally a woman's name.
Whose tradition? Whose culture is Bertha?
So I thought that I got this for you. I got further in this than I think any of the other things.
You were going to get me a big Bertha?
I was planning for it to just show up on your fucking doorstep.
Holy shit. Oh, dude.
But it didn't end up working. It only would have been $9, but it was a $900 arcade machine.
That would have been incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's one of the thought that counts things, where I really did try.
Mike, you're okay with this thought being associated with you?
It's a nice, I mean, it's
dude,
an expensive
you throw
thought.
Huge balls into someone's mouth and their stomach expands, and yeah. It's not even virtual, it's literal.
Yeah.
Tappan, isn't it better than me not thinking about buying a gift for somebody at all?
I don't know, man. I really don't. This is pushing it. That thing is insulting.
I would rather get this than think Josh doesn't care about me.
And I care about you a lot. I wanted you to have, like, I wanted your house, because you have a really cool apartment, and I wanted your apartment to be even more unique.
Thanks,
so
dude.
People would remember, and they would be like, oh,
Something's wrong.
Can we go back to your place? I want to play Big Bertha.
No, something's wrong. Josh wouldn't do this. It's a scheme. Don't you smell it, Mike?
No.
You don't smell it? Did you see Big Bertha?
I saw Big Bertha.
Someone wants to put that in your house and you're taking that as a compliment?
I took it more as a compliment that he wanted to spend 1% of $900 on me.
What?
$900 is a lot of money. Any percentage of $900, I feel like, yeah, prestigious.
Have I ever bought you anything?
Yes. You bought me... Well, technically, no.
First of all, I'm very insulted right now. I buy you things all the time.
The other day, you bought a package of caramel-covered pretzels, and I got the free one that came with it.
How do you know I didn't buy yours?
Mm.
Yeah, anyway, I bought you other things in the past.
Uh-huh.
But let's just say I bought you something that was worth $10.
Okay.
And that was 1% of the actual price.
Yeah.
So I got you something that was more expensive.
I'd say, whoa, thanks.
Okay, so I think I figured out how to shop for Mike, everybody.
You like me more. Yeah. Yeah, the MSRP.
Take
only
the normal price and just multiply it by an amount that he's happy with.
Mm-hmm.
No, wouldn't it need to be something that feels like it's worth that value? Like if you
no,
shut up.
Josh, clearly not. Clearly it does not. You know, this is how easy it is to win Mike over.
I don't know.
Put a fake price tag on it. Just get one of those big stickers.
If you tell me that you bought me a $1,000 bag of chips, though.
That's about as impressed as you're going to be in a long time, Mike.
But that would be so fishy.
Yeah.
What makes these chips worth $1,000? I think you're lying. I think these are $10 chips, which is even fucking crazy.
Wait, is $10 chips more crazy to you than $1,000 chips?
No, dude. $1,000 chips? What would you guys put on a $1,000 chip?
Oil?
God. Hey, guys, we got the new flavor of the $1,000 chip. It's oil. Enjoy, customers.
Truffle oil.
Yeah, truffle oil is real different than oil, Josh. I would put, they pretend like they have a Flamin' Hot Lay's chip. It's not the same Flamin' Hot dust. I want that dust. Give me the dust from the Cheetos. Put some of that on the Lay's Classic, and I'm going to buy that chip for $1,000.
Wow.
You know what I want? I want fucking Mars dust. I want like a tiny little bit, nothing that would actually damage me, like make doctors check this out.
Wow.
But I want to consume part of Mars.
You got to love a guy who wants to eat dirt for $1,000.
Eat dirt or eat another planet?
It's dirt, Mike. Have you seen pictures? Does that look like dirt to you? It's because it is.
It does. It looks like dirt. You're right. I went to the Art Institute today.
Hey.
Nice.
Chicago's best museum.
It's pretty fantastic. I love it.
You've been there.
Many times.
You've been there many times. Josh, you didn't go, did you?
No, I did, and I fucking loved it. You met me on the steps outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you were there. You spent so much time there.
I spent like a whole day there. It was awesome, and I wish I could. I almost wanted to go a second time because I liked it that much, and I didn't get to see everything.
Yeah, so many paintings. So many sculptures.
Yeah.
They have so much furniture in there. I don't like the furniture. Have you guys ever heard of this guy, Monet? You've heard of Monet?
Yes, Claude. I've heard of Monet.
Claude Monet. Do you know what he's famous for?
Paintings.
Paintings. fuzzy ones.
Yeah, he did like water lilies, and there are a bunch of the water lilies at the Art Institute.
That's his thing. He's iterative.
Yeah.
He did like 100 water lilies, 100 haystacks.
Uh-huh. He was the James Patterson of their time.
He was the James Patterson of their time. Correct.
Water lilies 4.
Instead of water lilies.
Four.
What do you find so interesting that you would make a career out of painting it?
Ooh.
Over and over and over. What would you paint?
This is not an exciting answer, but sunsets.
Sunsets. Those are pretty.
Yeah, like people know that I have just a love of watching the sun come up and go down.
No, we don't. You try to get us to know that. No one remembers, John.
I sent you pictures of like, hey, look at how pretty the sunrise is today. I can see it from my window.
That's true. I've seen many a sunrise picture. Yeah. From you.
Every time I see it, I go, great picture. That's super cool. But I have never actually put together that you particularly like this until you said it just now.
Yeah. No, I fucking love it.
Do you paint?
I don't. If you recall the last episode that we did when I was in Chicago, I showed you my artistic career's end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. Well, why don't you start painting some sunrises or sunsets? Which one are you going to do?
Do you prefer one over the other?
What's better for your schedule?
I don't know. I could do either. I think that sunsets in Seattle are just...
That's a nice name for a collection.
Yeah, sunsets in Seattle. Because you have the water and the sun either coming up or going down over water is beautiful. Like there were sunrises that I saw in Boston coming up over the water. But
on the East Coast.
The East Coast. But you see the mountains in the background in Seattle. And that's just really something extra special.
It is. Yeah. It's so special.
Yeah.
Great. Can you draw mountains?
I mean, that's basically just drawing like an A that's kind of wide without the cross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wider A, crossless A.
Yeah, I could do that. Anybody could fucking do that. Babies do that.
You make the A Charlie Brown's t-shirt. Yeah, put some snow on there.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should start watching more Bob Ross. I only watched my first episode of that like a month ago.
Is it required viewing?
No, but he's a great painter, and he's like, I don't know, I feel like I could learn. If I'm trying to actually learn how to paint, I feel like Bob Ross is the way to go.
I do, too. I feel like he could crush a sunset painting.
I wonder if he's ever done them. But do you want to add something to it so that it's not just the sunset? Don't you want to, like, add a little zip into your big unveiling?
Okay.
Sunsets in Seattle by Josh Harrison.
Featuring the unexpected...
Shark fin.
Making his hacky debut.
That's my calling card.
The shark fin.
Yeah, Jaws is in every one of my paintings.
No cum, though.
Ew.
No.
It was your calling card in the previous bit, but when you were...
No, it wasn't. I wasn't the one.
He hides that in every painting, too. Makes it look like wave ripples. Gross, Josh.
For shame.
Let's see. What would I paint over and over? Painting is really adding to this. I'll be honest with you.
Would you like to do a different form of art?
No. I'll stay here.
Okay. I'm open to interpretation.
Do I have to paint something real?
No.
I'm going to go ahead and do a series of my best attempt at perfect circles.
Okay. You're just going to go a bunch of ovals.
Well, for a while until I start perfecting circles.
Do you think you could?
And then all of a sudden my iterative process will be a perfect journey of how the brain works vis-a-vis hand-eye coordination, vis-a-vis circle drawings. Yeah, Mike. Turns out I'm real smart.
Shit. Vis-a-vis. You said that twice.
Double vis-a-vis, four V's, two A's.
And what do you call it?
Vis-a-vis déjà vu?
No. I'll call it, I don't want to do this, but if Josh ever wants to do a collaboration, we could call it Coming Full Circle.
I forbid you to come in a full circle.
Not in one.
I'm not going to do that.
This is gross. Oh, no, in Josh's, they could be clouds, too. I don't know why I made them ripples in the water.
I picked up a little present for myself that was on sale.
Oh.
Hey.
Cool, you must have liked that. I didn't go on.
So what I bought for myself.
Uh-huh.
What'd you buy for yourself?
You're going to need to imagine something, because there's an audio component, but the thing that matters is visual, but you just got to imagine that it works.
Uh-huh. Okay, my eyes are closed.
Okay.
I don't even understand that explanation, but fine, let's go for it.
Hey, Siri, turn off the Christmas tree.
Got it.
Did it work?
She did it. Yeah. Hey, Siri, turn the Christmas tree back on.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
That's confirmation is not enough. Okay.
No, yeah. That was not nearly festive enough.
She's like your kid who doesn't like you anymore.
But she turned my Christmas tree lights back on. I got one of those little Wi-Fi connected outlets.
That's wild. Wait, you have a Christmas tree? That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you decorate it?
I did, yeah.
What'd you put on it?
Ornaments.
Mm. What kind?
I mean, mostly balls, but I have like a camera ornament.
Oh, cool. Does it say Nikon?
No, it doesn't say anything. Oh. I have a mailbox.
Why do you have a mailbox?
I don't know. I got a mailbox. That's what you send mail in.
No, but what? I thought ornaments were supposed to be like near and dear to a family's heart. The story for each one.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be near and dear to everybody on the fucking internet that can download this.
Well, but no, I'm asking you what... why are you getting so defensive about the mailbox?
The United States Postal Service is a fucking important thing, and it's like falling apart. Trump is attacking it.
Whoa!
Yeah, man.
You've never felt this way before.
Get political this year.
It was a gift. It was a gift. It was a nice gift. It was a thoughtful gift.
That's a much better explanation. Why are you acting like that's a throwaway explanation? What the hell's the matter with you? Is another one of your ornaments just fucking a brainwash kit?
No.
A miniature version of the one that you have in full size in your kitchen?
No, I also have a space shuttle one from when I went to NASA. Yeah.
Very recently.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's really rubbing this NASA trip in our faces.
I know. I don't get it. What's so cool about it?
It was a really good trip. I like space, you guys. Am I not allowed to like space?
All of a sudden, you have a perfectly good explanation for one of yours?
I feel like you went to space and you just don't want to tell us.
Oh, I didn't even tell you guys. So I was at NASA.
Right. I fucking know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there was a SpaceX launch happening the day that I was flying back to Seattle. It was happening that morning.
A race.
And I was flying out of Orlando, which is not too far from Cape Canaveral. So the plan was to go see the launch and then go to the airport after that. And I'd get to see a spaceship go into space with my own eyes instead of on video. And that would have been super cool. And they fucking delayed the launch by a day.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I didn't get to, like, when I was at NASA, I didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, you'll remember that this harsh memory that you had to go through once more really has nothing to do with your Wi-Fi enabled Christmas tree.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it does lead me back to my instead of having something Wi-Fi connected that allows me to turn a Christmas tree on and off is pretty, it's pretty out there. Like, I definitely don't need this. It was just a fun toy because it was, you know, I spent $20 on the thing.
Yeah. That was $20?
Yeah.
To have a robot say, okay.
No, it connects to my Siri, my HomePod and everything. But like when the Christmas tree's put away, I'll put it on the lamp that's in my living room so that I can say like, hey, turn on or off the living room light.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to change the name of what you say? Why don't you just keep calling everything the Christmas tree and you'll have a festive year?
I could do that. Yeah.
You could.
You bring someone home. Hey, Siri. Oh, fuck. Turn on the Christmas tree. And she just looks at him like, what?
That'd be a really funny joke, though. Yeah. I like that.
Okay, so maybe I'll keep the name. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out, guys. I don't know why you're both so bullish on this.
My question is, instead of a Wi-Fi enabled Christmas tree, what is something else that you wish had technology added to it?
Good question.
Is there anything left at this point? Fruit?
Yeah, I mean, like, if this requires you starting a business or something to have something way out there. Like, I don't know. They don't have robots that, like, make beds yet or anything.
Wait a minute. Why is there not any technology in fruit? I think I'm onto something.
What do you want to do to fruit?
What do you want it to do?
What do we want to know about when we eat fruit? I would love some fruit stats.
You would?
Yeah, if I could keep fruit stats. If there were a fruit chip, I don't know how we would do this, but some technology in clementines, right? Mm-hmm. After you eat a clementine...
Hang on a second. I'm going to stop you right there for 1 second. Let's see how this integration works.
What?
Alexa, tell me about my clementines. No, now you're Alexa. Now you need to...
Oh, tell me what... I was just like, what a rude interruption. And then it turned me into Alexa?
Yeah.
That was unexpected. Hang on, wait.
Tell me what I would hear.
Yeah, I got it. Now I understand what's happening. Oh, boy. Sorry, that was a trip. I was really in the zone there, Josh, about...
sorry.
My robot fruit. Jesus. It's hard to do her voice. Pretend that Alexa's voice is this voice.
Yeah, that's fine.
One time it was, remember?
I do.
That was weird. Okay, so here's the deal, Josh. Welcome to the new Alexa voice, by the way. That's all the explanation you're going to get for why I'm talking this way. Turns out my computer chips can't do characters yet, but hang on. So, Josh, it turns out all clementines have some sort of robot technology in them so that when you eat them and someone around you inevitably asks you the question, hey, how is that? And you're like, ugh, it's not so good, it's sour. And people never really believe you. You pull up the app and it'll show you the flavor profile of that clementine at that time. And you can rub it in your friend's face and be like, look, this is one worth discarding. I'm not going to go all the way through this.
Superior, like, foodieism, almost.
Well, actually, that's not the primary purpose.
I know,
can you believe if you knew the perfect...
Alexa, stop.
Jeez.
Oh.
Ow.
All I wanted to know how this actually integrated. If Alexa gave me...
It's in the fruit.
Now, I realize that, but I wanted to know what would happen when I said, tell me about that clementine. Like, it should have just been like, oh, the flavor profile is slightly sour. It's 34% more sour than the average one. This is your third clementine this week.
What Mike is doing is silent, snooty head movement as you're talking.
I mean, it was right there.
Mike, what would you put technology in?
Oh, I've been thinking about it. I was going to say books, but I feel like they did that.
Like Kindles?
Kindles.
Yeah.
They pretty much nailed that one.
Mm-hmm. You know what sucks, Mike? You have to live with the fact that they was me at some point. Live with that. You just gave me a compliment. You
they
son
was
of a
you.
Bitch.
Sorry.
Perfected, you said. Nailed? I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Jerk. I feel like if I could add technology to one thing, and they kind of have this, but it's not accessible. It's not an everyman technology yet, and it needs to be.
Okay.
I would add super tech to a hang glider.
Oh.
What's super tech?
I would make it personal, like wings, like pew, 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 flying around, zooming through mountains, you know, doing like plane stuff as a person.
So it's not a hang glider anymore. Now it's like a full-on plane.
It's a technological hang glider with engines and...
It's a plane. It's a full-on plane that you're
just
underneath. It's
a personal body plane. Yeah.
So you got to gas it up.
You have to gas it up.
Why don't you run it on solar?
That's true.
It's basically looking up at the sun the whole time.
What if you run on your own personal enjoyment?
How are you going to accomplish that?
When you're done, when you've had enough fun, you run out of power and you land. Yeah.
Oh.
When you've had enough fun, you run out of power and you land.
You're like,
wow.
Yeah, I'm done now.
What if you're over the sea?
Dude, it's fucking risky move. Why would you do that?
You better drum up some enthusiasm,
you
buddy.
You better start having fun.
Your will to live better be enough to generate some sort of excitement.
Yes!
There's a little visor that pops down, and if you need emergency fun, then you hit a button and, like, I don't know, Mad Max starts playing or something like that.
Mad Max? I'd be really scared if I was in a hang glider plane crash landing, and all of a sudden Fury Road starts blasting in my ears and visor.
But aren't you having fun?
No! This is horrible!
Well, then what would make you have fun? I don't know. You like those dumb cooking shows on Hulu sometimes?
I was just watching Baking Show with my parents. I was showing them the Great British. You
the
know?
Great British one. Bake Off. Bake Off.
Yeah.
It's not called Baking Show.
I think it is in England. I'm not even making that up.
Is it?
It's like can someone look that up on the double?
It's the Great British Baking Show and the Great British Bake Off. Yeah, it's Baking Show and Bake Off, depending on where you are.
When? Just tell me.
What did you say?
When would you like to tell me that I'm better than you?
I would never like to tell you that. I'm never going to put that on tape. Good try.
I'm sorry.
So both of you need to come up with names for your products.
I'm going to call mine either the Persiplane or the Broviator.
My vote is for Persiplane.
Yeah, I like Persiplane.
Okay, Persiplane it is.
This is tough. Hey, Mike, I'll sell you my naming rights for... Can I get my bookends that you've been promising me for months? You said you had spare bookends. Mike, I need bookends.
Okay, I have to be honest. I can't find them.
Of
I don't
course,
know where they
are. I know that that's the case. I just needed you to admit it for 6 weeks now.
I have no idea where the bookends
are. Just give me the frogs.
No, those are mine.
Okay, you can have the naming rights and I'll let you have the frogs.
Oh, thanks. Okay. So yours is called... if anyone has an idea, jump in.
It's just you and Josh who are generating ideas.
If me or Josh has an idea.
Clementech?
Wow, that was a one-hit home run. Nicely done.
Thanks. That was perfect.
It's not you, Mike. He said the whole
thanks,
word.
Thank you to Josh. Clementec.
Why are you thanking him? This has now become a me and Josh venture. You're out of the loop. Clementec. Clem intake. I know we're in the post-credits, but I need your answer to this instead of because something has happened.
Recently?
What's up?
Something has recently happened, okay. And I am affected by it. Okay, so yesterday, Jesus Christ, with my own eyes, in person.
Yeah?
Is he going to cry?
I don't know.
I witnessed the single worst loss in the history of the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't see it. What was the score?
I can't bring it up. Could someone else just
say
the score out loud?
Hold on. Let me look. I haven't seen this.
Hey, Siri, what was the score of the Bulls game last night?
The Bulls were crushed by the Celtics. The final score was 133-77.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Oh, God, it hurts so
bad.
Oh, my
God. Holy shit.
What the fuck is that?
60 points?
I can't play basketball at all. I'll freely admit it. That I have never seen anyone try less.
Wow.
With the exception of one human being, Shaq Harrison, who's like our bench guy. By the way, big props to you, Josh, sharing a name with the guy who's actually trying. I don't know what to do.
That sucks, dude.
There were 21,000 people in attendance.
Oh.
In front of 21,000 people, it was like the most amazing lack of effort I've ever seen.
That's incredible.
It was incredible. And you know what happened?
What?
You guys, you know what happened? To start the game, I was there to enjoy myself yesterday, so I did imbibe in a little bit of marijuana.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The game began 0-17. I thought something had gone horribly wrong.
17-0.
They were beating us 17-0.
That's very, what the very fuck? Bad.
We clapped when we scored our first free throw in, as a full audience.
Oh. Seven, that's rough. I've never seen anything like that.
I am shaken by it, and I need to know when you guys have seen someone in public just not try.
Mm.
I need to know the worst display of effort that you've seen, because if, first of all, being at something historic like this, it's a different feeling, okay?
Yeah.
It hurts. Ever. Not second ever. Third ever. Ever.
Most ever.
Somebody that used to work for me when I worked at AT&T wanted to get fired so badly.
Wait, that's effort, though.
Anti-effort.
I mean, I guess, sure. But the way that he showed that was just, it was a complete disregard for anything. It was so much disrespect to me as his boss.
What was he doing?
It was like, I would ask him, like, hey, could you go bring this stuff out onto the floor or whatever? And he would just like roll his eyes and he would shuffle his feet like his sneakers would never lift off of the ground.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He would just shuffle his way out there. He would show up hours late.
That is some high effort, low effort.
There were also things where everybody knew what was happening. He would say like, oh, I can't come in on Saturday. I have a party that I'm going to on Friday. I'm like, no, you're scheduled. You got to come in. And he's like, no, I really don't think that I can. I'm like, you have to. Like, you're scheduled. Like, get somebody to switch with you. And he goes, I'm just not going to come in. And I'm like, no, you need to come in. And eventually he'd be like, fine, I'll come in. And then that morning he'll be like, I'm sick. Just not
believe
come.
It or not, I'm sick.
Josh, why did you let this guy hold on so long? Why didn't you just can him?
They were unionized, so like he had to go through a certain number of steps before I could fire him.
That is incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, and he would have quit, but like because of the union, he could collect unemployment if he got fired. So,
in a similar vein, I was once that low effort man. I had a job where I like really didn't want to do it. So I just unplugged my phone for a solid 6 months. No one noticed.
The phone at your desk?
Yeah, my desk. No one knew.
Did anyone? You don't even know if anyone tried to reach you.
I don't know. No one emailed me about it.
Wait, they could still reach you by email?
Yeah. I just unplugged my phone.
Were phones constantly ringing in this office?
It was more that I was supposed to make phone calls. And I'm like, I don't know, man. This phone, there's something wrong with this phone. Yeah. You don't want me making your phone calls anyway. That's not a good idea.
How many phone calls were you supposed to make?
I was supposed to make several phone calls a week.
No, add it up. How many phone calls
do you think? Oh, God, I don't know. 60?
You missed as many fucking phone calls as the Bulls lost by yesterday. Basically.
I didn't do my job, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
You deserve to be thrown out of here.
I'm as bad as a bull.
When you made your first phone call, did somebody clap?
I quit first. I didn't make any phone calls.